I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are here to present yet another episode of A Muslim Lady. If you remember, we have been discussing different issues regarding Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batur Najafi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I'm so glad that we are continuing the beautiful subject.
Today we are going to again talk a very, very interesting topic. We are discussing the beautiful sayings of Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha. And in today's hadith, she is telling us about the beautiful relations she had with Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. As a husband and wife, how kind of relationship they had and how kind of relationship we as the followers we should have. So let's start with this beautiful hadith where she mentions, she speaks to Imam Ali alayhi salam and says, Ya Abul Hasan, inni la astahyi min ilahi. O Abul Hasan, I feel ashamed from my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an ukallifa nafsaka ma la taqdiru alayh, that I tell you to do those things which you cannot, which you don't have power of doing those things. How politely, how beautifully she is telling us about this beautiful relationship, yeah?
Amazing. But, you know, the story is like that, that one day Imam Ali alayhi salam came home, and what he's observing, he's watching that there's no food to eat at all. And he asked Lady Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, that why she did not tell him, inform him about it. So the answer was that inni astahi. I love the way she's connecting it with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I feel ashamed in front of my Lord. You know, like she's always feeling the presence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, and because of presence of Allah, she's respecting her husband too. So look at the, you know, role of this faith. You know, fate can just change our behavior, especially with our, you know, beloved one, with our husband and family. The first point is that why she never says, Ya Ali.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah. I never seen she would say just, you know, she would call her husband by name. Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. Ali is a beautiful name. You know, we all say Ya Ali, yeah. Ali, Ali. But Lady Fatima, she would say Ya Abul Hasan.
Abul Hasan.
Yeah, what do you think?
Due to the respect she had towards Imam Ali alayhi salam, and due to the love and, you know, to indicate that how much she cared about Imam Ali al-Islam. And those era, other general public also, if they wanted to respect somebody, they would speak with their kunya, means Ya Aba al-Hasan, Ya Aba Abdullah, Ya Aba Ali, like this, yeah?
Exactly.
So it shows that...
Respect.
Which is the key element of the relationship between husband and wife. The mutual respect, the respect which husband and wife have towards each other, this can build a very, very strong relationship. So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
by one simple statement, Lady Fatima is just giving us so many lessons. She's telling us as a Muslim lady that, you know, how you have to call your husband. Number two, how you should have the, you know, presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in your day-to-day life, you know. Unfortunately, nowadays, blindly, we are just following the West sometimes, and we say, you know, I'm so frank with my partner, so therefore, why should I respect him, give him any title? They feel it's very backward, you know.
Unfortunately, yeah. Because of the, you know,
sick
influence.
Culture. Yeah, it's an influence, and the culture which we are making out of ignorance, you know, because of jahala. If you are like, who can be more closer, more frank than Ali wa Fatima alayhi wasalam?
Yeah, no perfect one. Match on
exactly.
This earth.
Yeah.
It means in that sense that these, the holy, you know, personalities, these are infallibles, both husband and wife. Perfect match on this
earth. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So, you know, in so many areas of life, Lady Fatimatu Zahra is just teaching us about balance, perfect balance of love and respect.
So let me tell that in return, Imam Ali alayhi salam would also call Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra with Sayyidati.
Beautiful.
This is something amazing.
Yeah, I think this is more amazing.
More Sayyidati. Amazing. Sayyidati means my lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My lady in that sense, like my...
Like my queen.
Yeah. Sayyidati has so much meaning. And the one who is saying Sayyidati, or my leader, Sayyidul Awliya, Sayyidul A'imma, he's a leader of, you know, in chief of all the A'imma.
The second perfect personality on this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Rasulullah, he says Sayyidati, which means a lot. And we have to take this very seriously in our relationship.
And the key point is that you can be very affectionate, kind towards your, you know, beloved one, towards your family members, when you receive that love from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You know, that is a very, very subtle and very deep point that Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, you know, her heart, her tongue, Her thoughts, everything is so pure, so clean, very sincere. In the way she used to, like, take care of others, even the neighbors, you know. So husband is husband, but she's always caring about others. Therefore, one of the title of Lady Fatima is Hania.
Yeah, Hania. Yeah.
You know, the one who's very extremely kind. From
one of
kindness
the
of Allah,
qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, the most kind.
And one more point which we can take from this beautiful statement of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, that in relationships, especially from wife's side, that you can be very successful as a Muslim wife if you have less expectation from your husband. Yeah. Because mostly wives are more in expectation, because financially husband is providing each and everything. So she's always looking for, you know, there sometimes there's so much greed, you know, so much greed and lust is there. So Lady Fatima Zahra is just satisfied, content, you know, whatever is the, you know, like the basic need is food. You know, she doesn't have the most basic need, but still smile is in her face.
The respect.
And the peace exactly in her mind. So why, from where it comes, why she's having that much less, yeah. you know, expectation from her spouse. So this is the very, very, you know, crucial points which we as a Muslim ladies, we yeah. need in this era. Because nowadays, everything is based on me and my life. You know, me.
Very yeah. much self.
Exactly, yeah. selfishness.
Selfish life we have. And we compare ourselves to different, our neighbors, our friends. They have this beautiful house, they have these things. I don't have these things. Then when these qualities come, they bombard in your mind, then you get affected and you lose your temperament sometimes. And, you know, you complain to your husband, why we don't have this, why we don't have that. Yeah. So Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, because she was infallible and she was away from all these qualities. So by this hadith, she is teaching us and our ladies also how to be patient and how to be satisfied and how to be content. Whatever your husband is bringing, although their husbands should try their best to provide them with all the basic needs.
I love this amazing dua of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And I beg my listeners that please keep this dua, one of your dua of qunut, like when you are praying, even in wajib prayers or after namaz, the ta'qibat, you know. The dua says, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa farighni lima khalaqtani lah. The dua has 3-4 sentences, but I love all these two phrases most. That she says, oh Allah, give me that contentment that whatever you have given to me, all kind of risk, like husband, my children, the house, you know, whatever, everything is risk. Yeah, the bounties yeah. of Allah.
Even spiritual, yeah,
yeah,
qualities.
Yeah, knowledge, yeah, and my brain, you know, the level of understanding, everything is risk, everything. So I have to be satisfied. I shouldn't even compare, even my kids. You know, sometimes you say, look, other boys are so active. My boy is not like that, you know. So everything is test. And then she says, وَفَرِّغْنِي لِمَا خَلَقْتَ لِلَّهِ. Oh Allah, make me free for what you have created
for
me.
For the purpose yeah. you have created me for.
So we cannot be free if we are having very lustful life and too much demanding life, too much expectation in life, very greedy in life, like greediness. Even if I'm asking so much from my husband, why you don't appreciate the way I'm just managing this house, cleaning the house and cooking and, you know, everything. Why you're not, you know, looking at it? So that means I'm having expectation that my husband should appreciate me, for example, my children should appreciate me, or financially and other whatever needs I have in my day-to-day life. So, فَرِّغْنِ لِمَا خَلَقْتَنِي لَا. That is also so beautiful. Oh Allah, give me time yeah,
that I can be yeah. free from all these hustles.
Exactly. Pay attention to my purpose of life and acquire knowledge, as Lady Fatima al-Zahra, yeah, salamullah alayha,
has
emphasized.
We have time for everything in our these busy yeah. lives. With your social media, with your friends, with your, you know, worldly works, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Unfortunately, yeah. This is something very bitter to admit, but this is a reality that we have so many excuses for giving time and focusing and having that beautiful concentration in front of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, for Allah. Yeah.
Inshallah, Allah give us this tawfiq and helps us bringing this intention in our minds that whatever we do on this earth in our day-to-day lives, that is according to His teachings and according to the purpose He created us on this earth. And with this intention, if you do whatever we do, is definitely will be a great step towards the closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful discussion.
Alhamdulillah.
I hope our dear listeners also have benefited from this beautiful discussion. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life.